Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're giving you a quick briefing on the articles students are engaging with in The Juice, covering everything from pop charts and U.S. tariffs to international diplomacy.
Exactly. Our goal is to help you get behind the headlines so you can have those really informed conversations with your students.
All right, let's jump right in with the first article. It's about culture, titled Bad Bunny Hops Swift, The Weeknd to Top Spotify Wrapped.
Ah, yes. Spotify rap season.
It is. So the big news is that Puerto Rican rapper Bad Bunny took the top global artist spot with, get this, 19.8 billion streams.
Which is just a massive number, and it means he pushed Taylor Swift to second place globally.
Right, globally. But she did hold on to the number one spot for U.S. listeners. The list also had The Joe Rogan Experience as the top podcast and Romantasy Books dominating audiobooks.
And that's a really interesting detail. Romantasy, it's a blend of romance and fantasy, and it really shows what's capturing the interest of younger audiences.
So for a discussion, you could ask, why do you think global and U.S. music tastes differ so much?
And second, what do these top picks, pop music, certain podcasts, niche books, tell us about current generational interests?
Okay, moving from pop culture to policy. Article 2 is, Costco demands a refund. Firm sues Trump administration over tariffs.
This is a big one.
It is. Costco has filed a lawsuit over the last administration's tariff policies. They claim the tariffs forced them to either eat the costs or, you know, raise prices on consumers.
And what's significant here is that Costco is the largest corporation to publicly join this kind of lawsuit. It's a real test of executive power, especially since a lower court has already suggested the administration overstepped.
So for a discussion here, a great first question would be, how do trade tariffs on big companies eventually affect everyday consumers?
Yeah, and on a bigger scale, this is a perfect chance to talk about the separation of powers. You know, what is the role of the courts when businesses and the executive branch are in conflict?
Next up, Article 3 is built around a quote from the Nobel laureate Oscar Arias Sanchez. He said, "Peace is not a dream. It is hard work, and there is nothing naive, glamorous, or simplistic about it." He won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1987 for his work ending civil wars in Central America.
I think that's a really powerful quote. It pushes back on this idea that peace is just something you hope for. He frames it as active, persistent work.
So, two things to explore here. First, what does Sanchez mean by hard work? Why is peace an action, not a dream?
And also, what were the key ingredients he used? Things like free elections and human rights that are necessary for any lasting peace.
All right, Article 4 is a fascinating one about communication. It's called Study. If you want to be heard, turn on the twang.
The Dolly Parton effect, right.
Exactly. Researchers found that twangy voices, like Dolly Parton's or Fran Drescher's, are actually better at cutting through background noise. And it's not about volume.
Right. It's about what they call a bright timbre, a kind of sharper acoustic quality. It's a great reminder that how we say something can be just as important as what we're saying.
So, a great first point for discussion. How do nonverbal things like pitch and timbre affect our daily communication?
And from there, you could ask, how are different regional accents or styles of speaking perceived in, say, professional or social settings?
Okay, Article 5 is a really nice story from local politics. Teacher proud to lose to stellar former student in local election.
This is a great one for civics.
It really is. A civics teacher, Kenneth Bell, lost his seat on a county board to his 19-year-old former student, Cameron Drew, by just 8 votes.
And the teacher's reaction was pure pride. He said Drew is the kind of student you'd want to clone. The whole campaign was apparently very respectful.
That's the key. So great discussion to have is about the value of respectful political debate, even when people disagree.
And also, you can talk about the influence of mentorship. I mean, how did that teacher's guidance and maybe those early field trips shape his students' path into civic life?
And finally, we have Article 6 on international relations. U.S.-mediated Ukraine war peace talks going over poorly with Putin.
A very challenging situation. U.S.-led peace talks are, well, they're facing major hurdles. A revised Kinsk plan was delivered, but it seems compromises haven't been found.
Right, and it's not helped by President Putin's recent rhetoric threatening a wider conflict.
It really highlights the immense difficulty of third-party mediation in a long, intense conflict like this one. There are so many entrenched positions.
So the first topic for discussion could be, What are the specific challenges a third party faces when trying to mediate peace?
And secondly, how does inflammatory language from world leaders impact these very delicate high-stakes negotiations? Does it help, or does it just make finding common ground harder?
And that covers our deep dive. We've gone from global streaming trends all the way to international diplomacy.
We really appreciate you taking the time to review this with us. We hope it helps you spark some fantastic and well-informed discussions.
We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.